I never held the motion in the palm of my hand. I felt sweet breezes in the top of a tree, but now you're here. Brighten my northern sky. I've been a long time that I'm waiting. I've been a long time that I'm blown. I've been a long time that I've wandered through the people I have known. Oh, if you would and you could straighten my new mind's eye.
Bronwyn, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I have not been in the studio in a very long time. There was spring break, and for various other reasons, I just haven't been in a really long time. And my show is also every other week, so it's already not super frequent. But I'm really happy to be back in the studio. This is probably one of my last radio shows, which is crazy. Hopefully I'll keep having a few more shows into May, and finish off the semester and my college radio career strong, with some good ideas for you. But I'm really excited for everything I have, to play today, especially because, as I said, I haven't been in the studio in a while, which has given me a lot of time to, listen to new music. And, notably, Maggie Rogers came out with an album last week, and I've been a Maggie Rogers fan for a while. I wouldn't say, like, she's a favorite artist of all time, but I do really like her music, and I actually saw her at Pammy's restaurant in Cambridge a few years ago, which was fun. It's so cool that she's getting a degree at Harvard, I think Harvard Divinity School. But anyways, I wasn't really sure what to expect with this album, but it's very good. It's great because it really sounds like Maggie Rogers, like she's not really doing anything new and different, but it's just like her music at her best. So I'll start with a song from the album. Over the course of the show, I was going to play three different songs from the new album. So I'll start with the first one. this is going to be It Was Coming All Along from Maggie Rogers' new album, Don't Forget Me.
Everybody's going crazy, see him walking down the street, and I feel like a deer in headlights when I turn on the TV. Keep wondering how my living room, just wondering how we're gonna survive. See the light stream in the window, call my mother on the phone. Said there's knocking in the kitchen, selling my childhood home. And everywhere I look around, it seems they're always saying goodbye. And I don't know. If this is the first time that we meet, but I swear there's some potential in the actuality. And I'm trying to be brave these days, but oh, I've still got Nora on the phone.
Hello? How are you?
And she's saying, hold your temper, hey there Maggie, slow your roll. And I know that you still hate him, but the way he hurt you back at school. And though he's stuck out distance, it's looking like there might be a new soul. And I don't know just what to do.
That was It Was Coming All Along from Maggie Rogers' new album, Don't Forget Me. I forgot I have another Maggie Rogers story. I was at Boston Calling a few years ago with my dad, who I know is listening, and we went to see Maggie Rogers because she was one of the smaller artists at the time. And I was really, really hungry during the set, so I made him leave to go get, I think it was like an acai bowl or something, and he was really angry because I was so hungry and made us leave the set. And then, of course, soon after, Maggie Rogers blew up and became super famous, and I was really sad that we'd missed the whole set. I think we saw a few songs, but yeah, it was funny that I was so keen to leave and then became such a big fan after the fact. My dad doesn't really let me live that one down. Okay, so I'm planning to start off the show with some more softer, quieter songs and then build up throughout. So this next song is jazz, and I've been listening to a lot of jazz recently because I've been writing my senior thesis, and I really like listening to jazz and classical music when I'm writing. So this is Strasbourg/Saint-Denis by Roy Hargrove.
Thank you.
That was Joni by Claro. And before that, you heard Strasbourg/Saint-Denis by Roy Hargrove. Joni is such a cute song because, first of all, I saw it live on Claro's Sling Tour, which was a really great show. And she wrote Joni for her dog, which is so cute. And the dog is featured on the cover of the album as well. And whenever I hear that song, I feel like I just think of my dog playing. And he's visiting tonight, which I'm very excited about. So this next song is called Must Have Been a Ghost by Proxima Parada. And I've been listening to it a lot lately, so I hope you like it.
I guess it must have been a ghost. I don't see no one. Every time I get close, can't keep you around. Thought I knew you, but it must have been a ghost. I don't see no one. Shame on my eyes, thinking you were real. I guess it must have been a ghost. I don't see no one. Every time I get close, can't keep you around. Thought I knew you, but it must have been a ghost. I don't see no one. Shame on my eyes, thinking you were. Shame on my eyes, thinking you
perfect, yeah. loves me, yeah. I really like the way he holds me down. I pick his face out when he's in the crowd. He pumps my gas so that I don't get out. My baby loves me, yeah. He loves me, yeah. I think we're perfect, yeah, we're perfect, yeah. Me, yeah. My baby loves me, yeah. He loves me, yeah. My baby loves me, yeah. He loves me, yeah. My baby loves me, yeah. He loves me, yeah.
Obviously, we're at the beginning of something. I don't expect you to know. But I believe we might be on to something. And I just thought maybe you should know. I've been
Hypotheticals by Lake Street Dive. Lake Street Dive has a very particular association for me because my painting teacher at my summer art camp in Vermont used to only play Lake Street Dive. So now whenever I hear any of their music, it sends me right back to that summer, which is very pleasant. And I listen to Lake Street Dive a lot when I'm painting still to this day. Before that, you heard He Loves Me, Yeah, by Faye Webster. And before that, Must Have Been a Ghost by Proxima Parada. Faye Webster's album, Underdressed at the Symphony, also came out earlier this year. There is so much music coming out in 2024. It's crazy. Maggie Rogers just released an album. I think Dua Lipa is releasing an album. Now I'm totally blanking, but there's so many artists who are coming out with music this year. My theory, this could be totally unfounded, but I think it's because COVID, like, delayed a lot of artists from releasing music, and now they're all kind of, a lot of big artists are on the same, like, cycle for releasing music because the pandemic, like, reset everyone's cycles of album releases. But it seems like 2024 is a huge year for album releases. And Faye Webster's was a really good one. I really have been enjoying Underdressed at the Symphony. The next song I'm going to play is also dog-themed, dedicated to my dog, Ollie. My first show used to be called Songs to My Dog. Fun fact for those who've been listening for a long time. That was the title of my first show. This semester, the show is titled Park Life, after the Blur song. It's a reference to last semester's show, which was titled Country House, which is also a Blur song. I heard Blur performed at Coachella this past weekend, but the audience didn't respond well. I actually haven't looked into it myself. Someone just told me that. But they said that Coachella is not the Blur fan base type, which I guess I can imagine to be true. I saw clips from Lana Del Rey's performance and Sabrina Carpenter's performance, and Grimes' performance was going viral on Twitter because she was having some technical difficulties, which was funny. I think of all the sets I've seen videos of, I think I probably would have wanted to see either Lana Del Rey or Grimes, both great artists, and even though Grimes seemed to have some technical difficulties, it seems like she put on a really good show. So, yeah, I've actually been to, blanking on the name of where Coachella, where, like the town, is it called Coachella? I went one spring a week before the festival took place because my grandparents were, oh yeah, it's just the Coachella Valley. It's near Palm Springs. Let's see. Held at the Empire Polo Club in Indio, California, in the Coachella Valley. That doesn't make sense. Was it just the Coachella Valley? Anyways, I was there, and I saw the whole setup about a week before it happened a few years ago, and it was crazy. It, like, really is just in the desert, and the stages were so massive. The setup was, like, insane to see. But it was really funny because, like, a week later, I was seeing all this, like, photos and videos on social media of influencers and celebrities being at Coachella, and I was like, I was there, but a week ago when nothing was going on. I'm sure it gets absolutely flooded this week. Okay, the next song I'm going to play is Dog on Wheels by Belle and Sebastian. I'm going to see Belle and Sebastian in a week, which I'm very excited about because I've been a fan for a very long time, 3 years now. And Belle and Sebastian's music, I feel like, has been a mainstay of my music listening habits throughout my time at Tufts. So it feels very full circle to be seeing them in person as I'm about to graduate. But I'm very excited for the show, and Dog on Wheels is a favorite. I hope they play it. I actually have no idea what the set list will look like, but I'm excited, and I hope you enjoy this song.
When I was
boy, I was confounded by you. And still a boy, I am indebted to you. Every song I ever wrote was written for you, written for you. Now I'm feeling flat, you seem a mile away. I'm so tired that down on the pavement I lay, till the blossom of the tree comes falling on me, fall on me. From my window I can see the mountain in snow. From my window I will shut my eyes and let go. Promise me you'll always be around when I fall. like a dog, you know you better run for cover. Cause it goes on and on and on.
That was On and On and On by Maggie Rogers. Before that, Angel from the Barbie the album, from the Barbie movie by Pink Pantheress. And before that, Dog and Wheels by Belle and Sebastian. I stand by really disliking the Barbie movie, but I actually really like Angel from the Barbie movie. So at least one good thing came out of it. The Maggie Rogers song was the second song that I've played from her new album today, and I think it gives you a good sense of what the sound of the album is like. The next song I'm going to play is I Want to Get Better by Bleachers, which is an old song, but Bleachers played it at Coachella and I listened to it and really enjoyed it, so I thought I would play it on my show today.
Of a preacher from the back room calling my name, and I follow just to find you. I trace the faith through a broken down television and put on the weather. Then I've trained myself to give up on the past, cause I've frozen time between hearses and caskets. Lost control when I panicked at the acid test. I wanna get better. While my friends were getting high and chasing girls down Parkway lines, I was losing my mind because the love, the love, the love, the love, the love that I gave wasted on a night. This morning early before my family, from this dream where she was trying to show me how a life could move from the darkness. She said to get better, so I put a bullet where I should have put a helmet, and I crashed my car cause I wanna get carried away. That's why I'm standing on the overpass screaming at myself, hey, I wanna get better.
I wanna get better. say Shy City.
I'm coming home again.
Do you think about me now and then?
Yeah.
Do you think about me now and then? Cause I'm coming home again.
Girl, when I was 3 years old, and what I loved most, she had so much soul. She said, excuse me, little homie, I know you don't know me, but my name is Wendy and I like to blow trees, and from that point I never blow her off. Come from out of town, I like to show her off. They like to act tough, she like to tone them off and make them straighten up their hat, cause she know they soft. And when I grew up, she showed me how to go downtown. In the nighttime, my face lit up so astounding. I told her, and my heart is where she always be. She never mess with entertainers cause they always leave. She said it felt like they walked and drove on me. Knew I was gang affiliated, got on TV and told on me. I guess it's why last winter she got so cold on me. She said, yeah, keep making that platinum and gold for me.
Do you think about me now and then? Do you think about me now and then? Cause I'm coming home again. Me and home again. Do you think about me now and then? Do you think about me now and then? Oh, now I'm coming home again.
Maybe we could start again.
But if you really cared for, then you wouldn't have never hit the airport to follow your dreams. Sometimes I still talk to her, but when I talk to her, it always seems like she's talking about me. She said you left your kids and they just like you. They wanna rap and make soul beats just like you, but they just not you. And I just got through talking about what trying to do, just not new. Now everybody got the game figured out all wrong. I guess you never know what you got till it's gone. I guess that's why I'm here and I can't come back home. And guess when I heard that, when I was back home. Every interview I'm representing you, making you proud. Reach for the stars, so if you fall you land on a cloud. Jump in the crowd, sparking lighters, wave them around. If you don't know by now, I'm talking about Chi-Town.
Do you think about me now and then? Do you think about me now and then? Cause I'm coming home again. Me and home again. Maybe do you remember when? Fireworks at Lake Michigan.
Maybe we could start again.
That was Homecoming by Kanye West featuring Chris Martin, and before that I Want to Get Better by Bleachers. I listened to Kanye West a little bit in high school, and I started listening to some of his music again recently, and I didn't realize that he'd done a collaboration with Chris Martin. I like literally would never have expected that, but it's a good song. The next song I'm going to play is a Taylor Swift song. She's releasing an album, The Tortured Poets Department. I always want to say the Tortured Poets Society because the Dead Poets Society, but the Tortured Poets Department comes out on Friday, which I'm very excited for. So I, of course, have to play a Taylor Swift song. It's obligatory. But I also have to read a PSA. I'm going to play the Taylor Swift song first, and then we'll go for the PSA. This is The Story of Us, Taylor's version, from Speak Now, Taylor's version.
Sparks flew instantly, and people would say they're the lucky ones. I used to know my place was the spot next to you. Now I'm searching the room for an empty seat, cause lately I don't even know what page you're on. Oh, a simple, complicated
next chapter.
How'd we end up this way? See me nervously pulling at my clothes and trying to look busy. And you're doing your best to avoid me. I'm starting to think one day I'll tell the story of us. How I was losing my mind when I saw you here. But you held your pride like you should have held me. Oh, I'm scared to see the ending. Why are we pretending this is nothing? I tell you I miss you, but I don't know how. I've never heard silence quite this loud. Now I'm standing alone in a crowded room and we're not speaking. And I'm dying to know, is it killing you like it's killing me? Yeah. I don't know what to say since the twist of fate when it all broke down. And the story of us looks a lot like a tragedy now.
Of who can act like they care less. But I liked it better when you were on my side. The battle's in your hands now, but I would lay my armor down if you said you'd rather love than fight. So many things that you wish I knew, but the story of us might be
that last one a little too early. So you just heard The Story of Us by Taylor Swift, Taylor's version, and the PSA I am going to read today is School on Wheels of Massachusetts. School on Wheels of Massachusetts is a nonprofit program that provides tutoring and mentoring services to students grades K through 8 impacted by homelessness in Southeastern MA. We need your help. It takes 1 hour a week of volunteer tutoring to give a child impacted by homelessness the opportunity to thrive in school and in life. If you have 1 hour of free time a week and want to use it to make real change, contact School on Wheels at chris@sowma.org or visit our website at www.sowma.org. Thank you for caring about our kids. Thank you so much for listening to my show, if you listened all the way through. I'm sad that this is the end of my college radio career, but hopefully I'll have a few more shows before the semester ends. I'm going to play one last song for you today. It is going to be one last song from Maggie Rogers' new album called The Kill. And I hope you're enjoying the nice weather today. I definitely have. I got ice cream at J. Felix this afternoon, which was very good. This is Bronwyn, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Thank you for listening.
disappearing.